Use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
But what's happening here that we've seen in Ohio and in Wisconsin, this is unifying workers. And we saw in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s in this country, when the workforce sticks together, great things happen. Civil rights, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, social justice issues happen. And now they may win the battle in Ohio. But ultimately, I think this is going to unite us, and the workers in America will unite again, and we will win the war.
That's Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio commenting on the ongoing battle over unions in our country. It has spread from Wisconsin to other states, including his state of Ohio, a lot of Midwestern states, but states on each coast looking at this. People all over the country are looking into this problem because it is as serious as it is, and the unions are not being particularly realistic about what's going on. That's where we start in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we pay attention to what's happened over the weekend in talk radio and talk television, the new media. We go to Fox News first. John Scott talking about the polls, unions, collective bargaining, and his panel includes Andrea Tantaros, Alan Combs, and Jim Pinkerton.
It seems that it's often a matter of how the question gets asked. CBS News put one of its polls out. The question, do you favor taking away, do you favor or oppose taking away some of the collective bargaining rights of public employee unions? When the question is phrased that way, you get 33% saying they're in favor, 60% saying they oppose. Quinnipiac University put out a similar poll, but they used this language. In order to reduce state budget deficits, would you support or oppose limiting collective bargaining for public employees? 45% then say they would support it. 42% say they oppose it. It's all in how you ask the question.
Absolutely. It always is. Yet the media this week has ran with the poll. The first poll that you cited, trying to say that the American people are opposed to collective bargaining, I will say this. I think Republicans have done a bad job educating about what collective bargaining is and what is at stake. I think the Wall Street Journal has explained it very well on their editorial pages. I will say, too, this last week, the media, I think, in a rush to paint all of these states with the same brush, make this about collective bargaining. The left-leaning media has left out a lot of things. They do not talk about the Hitler signs. They do not talk about one Dem assemblyman screaming and threatening another female assemblywoman. And they choose, John, other pieces, like the Washington Post glorifies the new political tactic of voting with your feet. These lawmakers taking off to other states instead of concentrating on the facts.
You're ignoring the person who went on MSNBC, the Republican legislator, and called the protesters a bunch of slobs. And by the way, the Quinnipiac poll is not an honest question because there's not a link between taking away collective bargaining rights and cutting and reducing deficits. So the whole setup of that question
is money's got to come from somewhere.
But the money doesn't come from reducing collective bargaining rights. Why do you say that?
It would seem to me the more power the public employee unions have, the more money they get out of their
deficits. There's no evidence of taking away those rights. It's not the public unions that have caused the deficit problem in the first place.
If policemen in California can retire at 50 with 90% of their salary, what do you think that
can
do?
Why does Scott Walker exempt the police and the fire?
That is a good question, but now you're agreeing that they did it because they contributed to this campaign. Now you're agreeing that collective bargaining has an impact on salary.
I am not agreeing with that.
You cited that as evidence.
No, I did not. That's not what I said.
It's a corruption issue. You just mentioned it. That's the one point.
Wait a minute. The corruption issue is when the governor agrees to exempt unions that supported him from doing what he wants to do to destroy the union.
This issue is over corruption, and that is one thing that you and the media have missed.
I agree, Tim. Well, actually, I'm looking at some of the other people who are participating in this conversation. Alan is a great friend of mine. I don't always agree. As a matter of fact, a lot of the times I don't. Excuse me. I'm choking laughing because we're all kind of going through this. There is such exaggeration, actually, on both sides. So that's the right of center side. Our job is to present both sides of the issue. And you commented 800-510-8255. So let's go to MSNBC, where Rachel Maddow talked to Wisconsin State Senator Nick Milroy. He was tackled by police when he tried to enter the state capitol building and go to his office.
Are you able to go to work now, or are you and your staff able to get to your office and get work done there?
Yeah, I was able to get in this morning, no problem. Walked right through the front door.
You can understand why people might be surprised that it wasn't a problem, given that we saw that tape. I mean, one of the things that is so powerful about that video of you essentially getting tackled last night is that you can sense how emotional and upset and frustrated things were in that moment. What's the atmosphere like in the building there?
It's tremendously emotional for all kinds of people. It's emotional even for the officers that are doing their best down there. I don't hold any animosity against the officer that put me on the ground. You know, this is Scott Walker's leadership in Wisconsin, and it's reprehensible.
Yeah. Tell me about the folks who you are with right now. I imagine you are in your constituency or with folks who are expressing some feelings, expressing their side, their sense of this fight. What are people telling you up at Rice Lake and as you've traveled around the state?
Well, right now I'm in small town Wisconsin. This is Rice Lake, Wisconsin, population less than 10,000 people. We just had the business owner of this fine restaurant here tell us how this affects everybody in the community, and it's going to affect small businesses. We just can't have a governor that's going to strip away the rights of working people and undermine their ability to live a decent quality of life. That's not the Wisconsin way.
I know that you are. You were one of a few Democrats who held office hours outside in the cold this week so your constituents could get to you. How was that experience?
Well, you know, the governor put the Capitol on lockdown. It's like he has his palace guards there, and it's impossible for constituents to get in the Capitol until after the court decision here. So I was still fed up, and I didn't feel like I felt like I was enabling the governor by sitting inside the Capitol without having constituents came in. So myself and a couple of my colleagues said, let's bring it outside, and it was a really great experience.
There has been some confusion. You mentioned that court decision. There's been some confusion over the judge's ruling in Wisconsin. People were cleared out of the Capitol. They weren't allowed to stay overnight, but they apparently will be allowed back in next week. What do you understand about what sort of access people are going to have to the Capitol from now on?
My understanding is that they should have the same access that they've had to their state Capitol since before all of this started. Unfortunately, this morning, that's not what we saw. It's still like trying to get through TSA security, and that, to me, is unconstitutional. I mean, if there's a public safety concern, fine, so be it. But right now, all I have seen is peaceful protest in our state capitol, and the people just want their voices to be heard.
Do you think that this fight in Wisconsin is changing the politics of the state? I mean, it wasn't that long ago that Governor Walker was elected. We saw some new polling data today that show that his approval ratings are just tanking far below what they would need to be for him to, for example, win re-election if he were back up for it today. Do you think that people are just changing in partisan terms or in ideological terms in the state because of this?
You know, I don't think people are necessarily changing ideology, but, you know, people don't like when their rights are taken away. People don't like leaders that aren't willing to compromise. I've heard from so many moderates and conservatives that say they can't believe that our governor won't sit down with people who have already said they're willing to make the concessions that he's asking for. There's no compromising with this guy, and he's losing his base. He's losing his support.
The governor, the governor is still saying that he's not going to compromise, not going to talk about, not going to negotiate on the main issue here, which is, of course, union rights, about collective bargaining. He is getting a little wobbly on some of the other things. He said that forcing the annual recertification of unions, which is plainly a way to just make unions go away, he admits now that that won't actually help with the deficit, that has no fiscal impact. Seeing him change his mind or at least make some admissions on something like that, does it imply to you that maybe there might be some talking to be done here, that you guys might be getting close to negotiating something?
Well, I think that would be good for Wisconsin. I think the governor needs to step up, show the leadership to help bring our state back together. We can't continue to tear each other apart.
All right, so there's Wisconsin State Senator Nick Milroy talking to Rachel Maddow on her program. We'll move along. Some more comments coming up, obviously. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle, and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from InfoGroup, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Member Michelle Bowman on the Sam's Club eValues Savings Celebration.
eValues lets me sample extra savings on top of the values I already get at Sam's Club.
March 9th through 13th, try eValues, the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. Like $150 off select HP notebooks, $50 off select Serta mattresses.
Even $1 off fresh strawberries.
And much more. Not a member? Join now and sample eValues. Sam's Club, savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
800-510-8255, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hear from a radio program hosted by Brad Kranz and Britt Whitmire, a conversation with Sam Donaldson about these polls that everybody is talking about.
The polls seem to indicate that most people across the country, even Republicans at about a 50-50 split, are not against teachers being able to collectively bargain.
That's right. The New York Times poll this morning suggests that, about 56%, which is a majority, but it's not a huge, overwhelming majority, and that most people see that labor unions, while a lot of Republicans don't like them, are necessary. Now, will that affect Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin? So far, he has hung tough. He said, "I ran on a platform in which I said I would do this, and I'm going to do it." The problem is, of course, the Democratic members of the Senate won't come back in the state. And there's a deal perhaps brewing. There are about 3 to 5 so-called moderate Republicans in the legislature who, one of them suggested he will vote against Walker's bill. He'd vote against eliminating collective bargaining. If they can get another 2, hey, the Democrats then will come back because they have a one-vote majority and the bill goes down.
Hmm. Can they trust anybody saying anything? If you'll just come back, I'll vote way?
Politics works. At least it works in Washington, if it works at all. Because people have to keep their word. Now, in recent days, yes, you can point to illustrations of people giving a commitment. Okay, Brad, I'll give you my vote. And then when it comes time to vote, well, Brad, you know, conditions change, and I couldn't do that. But once I do that, I'm dead.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Worth the guarantee.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen at 800-510-8255. Monday, the 7th of March, review of what's happened over the weekend, the discussion focusing on the unions in Wisconsin and other states where there are problems. Here, speaking of other states, from Illinois, host Dan Proffitt and Bruce Wolf talking to another Wisconsin state senator named Lena Taylor.
Are you ready to cave in and go back to Wisconsin and do your appointed duty and vote in the legislature?
I'm doing my appointed duty by being here and making sure that I slowed down this bill so people knew what was going on. More importantly, I already voted on the bill. I voted on the bill in finance and voted no and tried to amend the bill. But I'm really excited that we've been able to take this time to slow it down so people see the real agenda. And more importantly, people see that this budget repair bill is a farce. It's not a budget repair bill. It has more than a third of items in it that are not even related to the budget. And now it's gone from a war on workers, from the budget, fake budget repair bill, to the budget bill, which is now a war on Wisconsinites, where we take out, you know, millions and millions of dollars out of education, but we want to be open for business. And the only thing we are is open for sale for the special interest people who have paid our governor and who have supported him in campaign.
Right. What about the public sector unions that have financed the Wisconsin Democrats? Are they not a special interest?
Actually, to be very candid, they finance Republicans also. And so
does that make them not a special interest?
There's no question about that. But I think the piece that's even more important is whether or not you can prepare a people in your state to be competitive if you don't even educate the children. And I don't disagree with the governor that there are some things that need to be done differently in collective bargaining.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're afraid in America to bring people to the table to have a conversation is ridiculous.
Well, so the educating the children, let's see, Governor Walker's been governor for 2 months. Wisconsin,
$900 million he's taking out of education.
So if the education of children hasn't been happening up until this point, it wouldn't be Scott Walker's fault, apparently.
This isn't about the past. I mean, if you want to have a conversation to just protect governor, then call him.
No.
But if you want to know the facts.
Please don't yell. It's very impolite to yell.
Facts,
please don't yell.
I'm not yelling.
It's too early to yell.
Turn it down a little bit.
Turn it down, Senator Taylor. I understand what the facts are. He proposed a 9%.
I think you don't.
Well, I can't even get them out so because you're interrupting me. But
he proposed a
9%.
I think you appreciate mine. You can have your show with anybody. You don't need to have me.
Why don't we want you?
I thought you wanted to sit down and have a conversation. I heard what your $900 million stat, and that's about 9%, according to reports.
More than 9%.
How much is it? Okay.
First of all, when you consider the fact that we lead in the nation for the lowest reading scores for African American children, and he took away the reading specialists and coordinators that coordinate reading curriculum. That is a huge cut. It's beyond 9%. He's also taken out art. He's taken out gym. He's taken out all of the things that provide children opportunity to be able to be exposed. He also made it where children who are from wealthy families, no income limits, will be able to go to private schools on the dollar of taxpayers.
Uh-huh, right, school choice. So that's school choice like in Milwaukee, which has been benefiting minority children.
Actually, if you look at the study, and I'm a person who's worked on, in particular, trying to hold on to the voucher program last time. I did the legislation to help with the accountability piece and to hold on to the program, even though we've had some differences before. That program only at the very least has the same scores as our public school system.
800-510-8255. Frederick's here in L.A. listening to KFWB. Go ahead, Frederick. You're on the air.
I just want to say, all you politicians with your nice jackets, put them on the back of the chair. I want to see your tie loose and you sweating bullets.
Sweating bullets. That's an idea that is, I guess that's a way of looking at it. Let's have everybody sweat a little bit. A little bit more sweat. 800-510-8255. I really don't know what to say. After that, I suppose that's an interesting image to have. We move on to the Westboro Baptist Church controversy when the countdown continues.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal, made with 100% whole grain oats, real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush mush?
That's right, and it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing. And our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Work with us.
Talk Radio Review at 33 past the hour. Things that you need to know from the world of News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, the left side, right side. That's what we're all about this weekend. Normally the Sunday morning shows provide us with a lot of fodder and your favorite radio programs today, the so-called political talk radio programs, will feature some of this same information. Here is from Fox News, Chris Wallace talking to Margie Phelps, who is the attorney for the Westboro Baptist Church. She's the daughter of Fred Phelps, the founder of the church. The Supreme Court last week decided that the Phelps family and the people from their church have the right to protest at the funerals of our soldiers. Most of you know the story. Now let's listen to this woman talk about, I won't put my own prejudice into it. You listen and you tell me afterwards what you think at 800-510-8255.
Ms. Phelps, before we talk about the case, let's talk about your church. It's not just U.S. soldiers. Your church says that 9/11 and that the explosion of the space shuttle Columbia were also God's will. And after the shootings in Tucson, you said, your church did, that 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green was better off dead and you wanted to picket her funeral. Question, how does an innocent 9-year-old girl end up in this?
Well, if you study the scriptures, you would know that no human is innocent and that when a nation makes policies of sin, that the God of eternity deals with that nation by pouring his wrath out on that nation. And every description of that kind in the scriptures expressly includes down to little sucklings get caught up in that matter. So what we're saying to this nation is that they're dying for your sins, and if you want it to stop, you've got to repent and mourn for your sins and stop.
Let's turn to the Supreme Court's ruling this week. You said, this is not my victory. This is God's victory. There's no shutting up the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is the ruling by the Supreme Court this week God's will?
Well, of course it was, or it wouldn't have happened. He holds the hearts of the kings in his hand. He put us out on the battlefield. He told us to go out and tell this nation that your soldiers are dying for your sins, and you've got to stop sinning if you want that mayhem to end. He would not have done that and then left us to the devices of mankind, unable to complete that good work. So, of course, it's his will, and we're very thankful, and we praise his name for it.
Well, then, Ms. Phelps, how do you explain another Supreme Court ruling in 2003 in Lawrence v. Texas? The court ruled by a margin of 6-3 that a law prohibiting sexual acts between same-sex couples was unconstitutional. Right. They said there was a right of privacy for consensual same-sex couples. Is that also God's will?
No, in fact, it's a curse from God. And in fact, we picketed outside the Supreme Court the day they were having those arguments. And I recall specifically my dad and I being there, among others. And we told that crowd waiting out there, oh, yays, all you having business before this court, draw nigh and bend over. It is said that the Supreme Court is the conscience of this nation. And on that day, this nation, when they issued that opinion, this nation crossed a line of no return with the Lord God Almighty.
But if I may, ma'am, you're the arbiter then of when it's God's will and when it's God's curse. Let me ask you, are the nine...
No, we're not the arbiter, Mr. Wallace. We can just read plain words, and we know that the scriptures are full of passages that when a nation has crossed the line with policies of sin, that one of the ways God curses that nation is by sending them leaders who are immoral. And that's what's happened in this nation.
So,
in every one of its branches and levels of government.
If I may, ma'am, are the nine justices on the Supreme Court, are the nine justices going to hell?
I have no objective indicator otherwise. The default for mankind is hell. Unless you bring forth fruits meet for repentance, the assumption is that you will end up in hell when you quit your life on this earth. There is a duty of every human to bring forth fruit meet for repentance. I have seen no evidence of that in a single leader in this nation.
So the justices are going to hell? The president's going to hell?
Absolutely, on the president. That's a big 10-4. I already answered on the justices. The president is going to be king of the world before this is all said and done, and he is most likely the beast spoken of in the Revelation.
Some of your signs say, thank God for dead soldiers. Do you see no moral difference between a fallen American serviceman and the al-Qaeda terrorist he's fighting, who is slaughtering innocent people for jihad? Do you see any moral difference between the American soldier and the al-Qaeda terrorist?
Yes, there is a difference. The American soldier is worse because he pretends that he's fighting for liberty and a Christian nation, and there is not a bigger lie on the face of this earth today. Those soldiers are fighting for same-sex marriage and all the lesser included sins, and there is not an ounce of nobility in the United States military this day.
And that apparently is worse than slaughtering innocents.
All right, so that's Margie Phelps, very sick. These people are extraordinarily mentally ill. You can hear that by listening to them. If you think that she's on the right path, God bless you, literally and figuratively. God and all of the... It's a shame. Isn't it really a shame when you really get right down to the bottom line? How many people use God, the whole business of religion, and turning people, as this family has done, into... it's sick martyrdom stuff. Hey. All right, we'll have time here for some calls on this, 800-510-8255. A couple of more talk host, the input here. I'm looking at, let me check a couple of these out. Here's Jen Bryan. Let's go to her. Jen Bryan talking about the Supreme Court and whether or not there was something else they could have done other than what they did.
Please explain this to me. Please, please, please. Do you know how many people are upset over the Supreme Court ruling where 8-1, they said you can, hate speech is protected. Vile speech is protected. Picketing soldiers' funerals. Having offensive slogans, protected. At first glance, when you see the story, of course, any rational thinking person, because we don't normally behave the way that Phelps and his crazy gang from Westboro behave. But when you talk about this U.S. court ruling, which allows, by the way, 8-1, the picketing of soldiers' funerals, outside of the emotion where you have, I don't know, whether it's in it, your heart, your mind, whatever, wherever it's coming from, how can people actually be dismayed by this? I couldn't believe when I saw this headline. Dismay greets the U.S. court ruling, which allows picketing of funerals. Political liberals and conservatives, as well as U.S. veterans groups, have reacted with dismay. Dismay! To a Supreme Court ruling late Wednesday, which protects the right of a tiny family-run fundamentalist church to picket the funerals of soldiers with offensive slogans. Harry Reid, Senate Majority Leader, called the ruling, quote, unfortunate, and he asked religious leaders to stand, quote, stand with me to denounce hate speech, including the kind used by these protests. All right, Harry, first of all, who's saying, yeah, right, woo, that's not what the Supreme Court said. They did not support these people, but they basically said, you know what? What the First Amendment does is protect speech that's not popular, and that's the way the country should roll. That's the way the Founding Fathers roll. So I'm going to ask you this question, and if you can explain this to me, because honestly, I was absolutely stunned. Again, when I was not surprised, and as a matter of fact, I want to say maybe 7-8 months ago when I heard that they were going to take a look at this case, I thought they've got a rule for the church. They've got to. That's just, I mean, it's protected. That's what the First Amendment is all about. But some people have said to me, no. That is a gross distortion, Jen. That is a gross manipulation. Our founding fathers would have never wanted this type of behavior, this type of rhetoric, this type of pain being put upon our heroes in this country. You're absolutely wrong. And I've had very interesting conversations with people about this. But what was your gut reaction when you heard about this this ruling? 8-1. That's huge. I mean, the liberals and conservatives, they join together. So you've got to trust that the Supreme Court knows what they're doing. What kind of a country do you want? Do you want the kind of country where, yeah, you can say really ugly things to your neighbor, to somebody else, that can just destroy them psychologically, maybe break them down, cause them to suffer? Do you want that kind of society? Or do you want the kind of society where people start saying, well, I don't like this, so you can't say that. Or I don't agree with that, so you can't say this. Well, that hurts this group of people, so now you can't say that. That's not the kind of country I want to live in.
How about you? You want to live in that kind of a country? 800-510-8255. A lot of people want to squelch debate and discussion, don't understand what the law is, don't understand the Constitution. They'll all talk like they do, but they don't. And so that's why the Supreme Court did what they did. It's time for a change in the Constitution. Some people say, okay, but right now, the way it works, we can be disgusted. We can want to throw up when we listen to Margie Phelps and her ridiculous father. All of these things are part of America in the year 2011. Your call's up next on this issue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our Million Jar Celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If lines are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies has been an easy decision for FedEx for the past 30 years. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives, and we will continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
800-510-8255. Robert's in Palm Springs. Let's hear from you, Robert.
I think it's a no-brainer as far as public speech and the First Amendment rights to freedom of speech. If it's on public property, not on private cemetery land, then that's what this country is built on. If you can protest a president coming to town, you can certainly give your views, no matter how disgusting they are. I believe what these folks are doing is absolutely appalling, but it is their right, and I think they'll all burn in hell for it.
All right, let's say Bill thinks the president ought to step in here.
I support the decision that is upholding free speech. However, I'm rather disappointed that President Obama, since he decides to get down in the mud on certain issues of his liking, that he won't come to the defense of the military young men and women that are giving their lives for this country so people can have free speech. I would like to see him make a statement to those people and tell them that although I do support your ability to exercise your First Amendment right, I would appreciate and think it would be along the lines of civility if you would cease and desist your protest to these military families and give them the courtesy that they deserve for their young person that gave their life for our country. But, as always, President Obama will pick his projects, such as unions and socialism and everything else. So I don't expect much coming from the White House on this issue.
How is it that some of you, as much as I'm not a supporter of Obama, how is it that everything that's wrong comes back to him? I don't get it. Margie's in San Jose, listening to KNDW. Go ahead, Margie.
Oh, hi, thanks. You know, I just wanted to say that it's horrible the way people twist scripture to fit their own evil agenda. I mean, you compare people like this to, like, a Mother Teresa who had compassion and love and no judgment for people who just wanted to help and help people and serve them. And are these people serving? Are they helping? Are they compassionate? Are they kind? Or are they full of love and generous? No. They're just twisting scripture for their evil agenda. They have, they're just as bad as like, Muslims who are the, you know, you have a Muslim person who is a passive Muslim who just loves to be a Muslim and is helping and kind and peaceful. And then you have a suicide bomber, you know, somebody who goes in. You have the extremes. Yep.
All these extremes in the
extreme and not following true Christianity.
In the name of religion, it's a shame. All right, ma'am, thank you. John, quickly from Crete, Illinois. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I'd like to talk about the horse's mouth. Thank you. I heard the lady talk, so I heard what she says about their church, and it was good to hear that. But the slant, I'm a Catholic, and homosexuality is wrong. But I heard, like, George Weigel, he wrote about the Pope. He said, those 50 from the Baptist Church. Got to remind him, Christ started the church with 12 apostles.
All right. Got a lot of fanatics here, that's for sure. 51 after the hour.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
As directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Monday morning review of the hot hits of talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. 800-510-8255. Gas prices in our country had their second biggest spike ever in the last two-week period. So as you can imagine, there's a big buzz on that on Conversation Radio. Here in Michigan, host Steve Courtney talks with John Felmy from the American Petroleum Institute.
I think one of the more frustrating things for we Americans is this, John. Just last week, I read that the Libyan conflict, not as bad as many analysts thought, so that production wouldn't be affected to the degree that maybe some thought at the beginning. Also, I read that the stockpiles of gasoline in the United States are at an all-time high just about. So we scratch our heads and we say, with all of this information, and we know that gasoline price is based a lot on speculation, why is it that we're facing this right now?
Well, the fundamental reason is crude oil costs, as you mentioned. Yes, it is unusual to have gas prices this high. But if you go back to the beginning of 2008, you had gas prices that were pretty close to this. And it's because crude prices were both in $100 per barrel range. And at $100 per barrel, it's $2.38 per gallon for crude. You've got about 56 cents in taxes in Michigan. So it's easy to see how you get to, you know, the Michigan average of $3.44. Now, gas stockpiles are there. There's plenty of product, but it's more expensive to make.
Now, I also read, I like reading about this because sometimes it just really frustrates me, John. There was a call for maybe $5 a gallon come 2012. In your opinion, are we still on target for that?
You know, I'm not in the business of forecasting, but you've got to ask yourself, what would crude oil costs be to get to that level? And just the historical relationship between retail prices and crude is about a dollar. More than half of that is taxes. So are we going to have crude oil in the $4 per gallon range or $160-some dollars a barrel? I don't know the answer to that.
Now, more realistically, looking a little bit more short-term, this spring, again, forecast for $4 a gallon. Now they've kind of backed off. Last I read was $3.75 a gallon. Do you think that's a bit more realistic as we look a little bit more near-term?
Well, again, you know, you go back to what happened in 08. Why did we have $4 per gallon gasoline? Well, it's because we had $3.50 per gallon crude oil at $147 a barrel. So let's look at the cost issues and see what else is going on. So, again, it comes back to you've got a world situation where China continues to grow. We had upward pressure on prices even before the Middle Eastern problems.
Donald Trump's getting a lot of attention because he has said he may seriously think about running for president. And one of the things he's saying that nobody else is saying is that oil ought to cost $40 a barrel. If that's the case, what we buy at the pump is less than $2 a gallon. And that's something a lot of people think, wow, that makes sense. How come we are? And he goes through the whole process of how we get to $40 a gallon. Makes a lot of sense, frankly. Minnesota host Bob Davis talking about the need for alternatives.
Now, I could go on and on about Libya and everything else, but let me just put it to you this way. The Libya thing is spreading to other countries. The Egyptian thing is spreading to other countries. It isn't over in Tunisia. It isn't over in Egypt. It isn't over in Libya. And there is great concern that the commodity oil will continue to increase because of concerns about instability in the region. Meanwhile, there are about 12 to 25,000, oil workers down in the Gulf who have nothing to do because we have something like 115 oil drilling contracts down there that are on hold because the energy secretary hasn't acted. And they don't seem to have any bias for action to act on this either. They just seem to be plodding along at their little government pace. Meanwhile, we are struggling. The gas went up 30 cents. Was it Thursday or Friday in one day? We continue to struggle. They don't seem to get that they need to do something about it right now. So you need to let your congressman know, whether it's John Klein, Michelle Bachmann, Keith Ellison, you know, whoever and wherever it is that you live, whether it's over in Wisconsin or in Minnesota, you need to call your congressman and tell them we need to have something done. We need to take some sort of resolute step in America toward addressing this problem. And at the very least, simply lifting the moratorium on drilling in the Gulf.
Start the drilling. Start. What is that? I had a hat that I had made that I was sending around. That's it, Richie. Thank you. Drill here, drill now. That's part of what Trump has to say. Man, he'd become number one on my list because this is the number one problem we're going to have. It'll kill the economy. It'll do all kinds of things. Another recession. Middle East, what do they care? They're interested in what we've got going on here. And they'd like to stick it to us one more time. Well, we ought not let them. There's something to think about. Food for thought from the Countdown.